It's on News Time 609. Our first check of Triple Team traffic on this Thursday morning. Good morning, Andy Farnsworth.
Good morning, Brian. Hearing about a crash on Mountain View Corridor, about 5700 South, so that's just before the 5400 South intersection. Looking at one of the cameras in the distance, I do see some flashing lights, and it looks like it's northbound just before you reach the 5400 South intersection. Don't see a big delay, at least not yet. We'll see how that goes. Still have the lights flashing, SR 201 and SR 202 out west of Magna as you come in from Tooele County. Mainline I-15, though, still at the minimum travel time, 15 minutes from Draper to downtown. Eric Butler.
And we do have a report of an accident out in Tooele County. This is on SR 36 in Stockton, if you're out in those parts. I-15 in Utah County looking good right now, northbound from Spanish Fork to Point of the Mountain. That's your normal KSL travel time, 24 minutes. Heading over to the freeway, no problems right now on University Parkway or 800 North in Orem. Heather?
Things are still looking pretty good through Weber and Davis County. It's at freeway speed, southbound 15 from Ogden to Salt Lake. We are seeing a lot of congestion now on Hillfield Road. That's both northbound and southbound between Antelope Drive and 700 South in Clearfield. Just a reminder, that road, Hillfield Road, is down to one lane each direction for the next month for repaving. Rise Broadband, providing fast, reliable, affordable high-speed internet to Utah since 1999. Get it now for just $19.95 a month. RiseBroadband.com/SLC. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.